Fashion Villagers.
Go ahead.
No, after you know, this is your podcast.
This is Resident Services, another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are from Iloilo, flower loving stockholder RJ Stock. From Fantasy Key, full fledged runner Miranda.
Me?
Full fledged Pelotoner Miranda.
From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, Night Owl Beginner Casey.
Hello. Welcome to the night.
And from Harmonia, highly aware something or other, Adam.
Or other. Yes.
All right, it's time for the diddy-diddy minute.
This is so stupid. I cannot believe we do this.
You know what? We were just talking about Happily Ever After is going... Happily ever.
She's glowing away.
She's glowing
happily
away.
Never after.
Happily never more after. And
yeah, she's gone.
She's gone.
I was saying
she's
that I am
back.
Shook that a show that lasted, I'm not even going to say 4 years because there was like a full year and a half that it did not do anything.
That's true.
It didn't exist.
Yeah. Full, yeah.
I forgot about the pandemic.
15 months, it did not play.
Yeah. So it's a three-year-old show, a toddler. They're throwing a toddler out onto the street.
Well, that toddler needs a job.
She's got to bring in some income in order
to
live in this castle.
She's got to bring in the candied bacon.
Good. Yeah, that was all I was going to say. So I think today that is the Disney Minute.
A Disney Minute.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that there are going to be pieces of Happily Ever After projections that are definitely getting just shoved into Disney Enchant or whatever it's called.
Yes.
What's it called?
Enchantment. Disney Enchantment.
Disney Enchantment.
Disney Enchantment?
That's the new show, girl.
RJ.
That's the new show.
RJ, did you know Casey's Corner just opened?
Whoa.
I know. Brand new information.
Can
I
tell you, Casey's Corner has been open for 4 years.
I'm going to tell you something. I have the words Disney, WDW, and Disney 50th muted on my Twitter.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
But then
Casey's Corner is open, but Aunt Polly's remains closed. Let's talk about that, Chapek.
Yeah, three billboards outside of Kissimmee, Florida.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen that movie. I haven't.
Also, you just flew over my joke. Miranda got it.
I did.
What did you say?
Casey's Corner's been open for 4 years.
She had a great weekend. Sales were through the roof last weekend.
Unfortunately, Casey's Corner isn't 22, so I know it's been a few more years than that. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, jeez. But if we are talking about the Disney Minute, I have successfully secured opening night dessert party of the brand new Disney Enchantment, which includes unlimited desserts and unlimited beer and wine. Yeah,
at the Magic Kingdom.
At the Magic Kingdom. Imagine sitting in Tomorrowland Terrace, sipping on some sparkling wine.
Some cheap wine that I will happily consume.
Prosecco.
I'll take it. I will enjoy it.
I will. The beer. What beer do they serve?
Because it's the same thing that they do at like Cruella. Tony's Town Square Christmas movie cushion
or whatever.
They have like the beer that's like
drink.
Yes,
we're gonna bleep that out.
Yes,
that's a trigger for sure.
They have like the Italian beer. Like it's like a
Peroni.
Yes.
Something.
I don't know that.
It's like the, oh my gosh, it's going to bother me.
I think it's Peroni.
They definitely have like a Buzz Light situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's not, because I've done the Tony's Town Square events for Halloween and Christmas, and I've happily,
very famously,
1 year we did the Christmas, and everyone in our group, so we got there at 9 o'clock whenever it opened to us. We stayed till 12:30 when it closed to us. Everyone in our group was just out of our minds drunk. Did I meet someone at the Gaylord Palms? that evening in the parking lot.
She'll never know. That's we'll how never drunk know. She was.
We don't know.
And then Lindsay said, yeah, whenever we left, Cole was like, are we sure she's okay? And Lindsay's like, I'll text her tomorrow. She'll be fine.
Oh, classic. But yeah,
so you'll have to tell me all about it because I may have booked it for 2 weeks later.
For you and a gentleman friend.
Just a friend. Yes. Just a friend who's just a gentleman.
Just a friend.
A gentleman. Yes.
And I'm hoping
that's
to
how
get
you know
the...
he's just a friend because he's a gentleman.
I'm also hoping to get the fireworks dining package for Rose and Crown at Epcot.
Just for viewing
check
of
out
what?
That situation.
Harmony Oos.
Harmony
Oos.
Harmonia Us. Harmony Not Harmony U.
Yeah, also Harmony unlimited me. Beverages. And I don't know, like, they don't say unlimited beer and wine. They say unlimited beverages.
Girl, so that's Mott's. You'll be drinking Mott's tonight.
That's
juicy
juice.
That's
girl, juicy
that's
juice.
Go-go squeeze, honey.
Go-go squeeze. No.
It's Welch's sparkling grape juice for New Year's Eve.
I lived for that. I lived so for good. That as a kid. Oh my gosh.
Oh, every New Year's
so good.
Eve.
And you felt so fancy because they do the foil and the whole thing. They bottle
they really
it.
Make you feel
so
included.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's nuts that we're already talking about New Year's. The last time I talked about New Year's was at Casey's podcast, Single Rider Podcast.
New Year's is the worst.
We literally talked about New Year's this
Miranda,
week.
Can we spend New Year's together?
Would you like to?
Yeah, I'll come to Iowa. I've got the time off.
Oh,
okay.
School's not in session.
Wait, do we have to do something?
Are we going to Chai's for New Year's?
Do we have to do something or can we like hang out here? Do you want to like have to do something?
You have to go stand in a firework. That's what you have to do. Yeah. So I hope you're okay with that.
In a firework. Did you know?
Yes.
I don't know when this was.
I knew it. Who was it? What did he say?
You know? You know it?
I don't know.
There was always a thing that when I passed on, I wanted to be cremated into a firework.
Oh my God.
Because I thought that was ironic because I'm
you
horrified
hated it.
Of fireworks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How beautiful.
It's really, yeah, it's you. Like coming full circle,
full
facing
circle.
Your
yeah.
fears.
Yeah.
The circle of life.
The circle mm-hmm. of life.
As Christina
I'm
Chenoweth
watching The Lion
saw.
King right now. It is on my television.
Wait, are we planning a resident services chives right now? We fully invited ourselves now for New Year's.
I mean,
what's happening?
I've got my doors are always open.
I mean,
I got off work from December 23rd until January 2nd.
Dang. You have the 2 weeks off?
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, higher ed, man. Gotta love higher ed.
Gotta love
yes.
it.
It's always nice to plan trips to the Midwest during the winter.
Oh, yeah, it's the best. Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Truly,
clear skies.
Yeah, there's
my
never
favorite,
flights canceled.
My favorite is when I drove back from home for Christmas, back to my home in Chicago for New Year's Eve in a snowstorm.
Yeah,
like, flights
so
were
beautiful.
Not going, and I was like, I'll drive. I can drive.
Beautiful.
Took
beautiful
me nine
drive.
Hours when yeah. it typically takes me five.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was horrifying.
You're driving like 40 down the road and you're like,
yeah,
I'm
we could
going
not see the road.
Die.
You don't see lines, just feelings. Like
I'm just driving with vibes tonight.
Just vibes.
No thoughts, just vibes.
No thoughts,
no
just
thoughts,
no
just
lines,
vibes.
Just vibes.
No lines,
no
just
lines.
Vibes.
So I know you tweeted at me to go to my local Target because people keep tweeting about their stupid Targets being stocked for
Amiibo
cards.
Yes.
And I'm like, I get it. Okay. I understand. And for some reason, my Target app is the Target in Florida.
You can change that. You know that, right?
The new,
the little one,
the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is my automatic Target. And I truly don't know why. I've only been like seven times.
Cheers.
But I had to go to Target today and I was like, I'm just gonna go look. They had a section for each series and they had four series ones. So I was like, you know what?
Oh my God,
you
actually bought some?
So you know what? I was like, I'm only gonna get two. I'm not gonna take all four. I'll just get two.
Is this a live unboxing?
This is a live unboxing. We are about to. Oh, Casey's got two.
I got one pack to do a live unboxing as well.
Incredible. But I like went around the corner because I'm like in the vinyl now. And so I like went around the corner. I was like, ooh, what vinyl do I want?
No, sorry. Hold on. No, absolutely not.
We are not tossing out.
We are into
vinyl now. Vinyl Nations.
Funko Pop.
Records? Do you have a record player?
I stole my parents.
No, she just hangs them on the wall. She nails them on the wall.
And then I
cracks them.
Yes. No. And then my sister like actually does have a bunch of like vintage records. So I took a bunch of hers. And then I did a collab with Disney Music Emporium and they sent me 4 records. And I'm like, oh, let me go look to see if I can get like something. I don't know what I was expecting to get on vinyl. But when I went back around the corner, they were all gone. All of the Amiibos were gone. Oh, the remaining ones.
So good thing you grabbed.
So Casey, what series do you have?
I have series 4, honey.
Oh, series 4.
Yeah. So
Okay, so I have 2 series 1s.
Wait, let's start with, hold on. We're not doing this at the same time. We're doing this like a Adam Noecker household Christmas morning where every person unwraps singularly.
Yeah.
Okay. And because Miranda has more, she has to.
And has to take pictures for each gift.
Yeah. Okay.
Miranda's presenting.
Oh, yes. ASMR.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, amazing. Amazing. Oh, so good.
How many are there? 7? Is that right?
There are 5 villagers and then one
NPC.
Okay, so I get Henry the Frog.
Henry the Frog.
Henry the Frog. Flo the Penguin. Flo the Bird, but he's like...
Wait.
The ostrich.
Look at that.
First
sassy.
Of all, the brows. The brows.
Look at his eyes.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, she got them done, honey. She said, I need
these. Kabuki.
Yes.
Is Kabuki and cranky?
Bob. And then a Rossetti 6th card.
Cute.
Rossetti.
So I don't have any of these. So that's very exciting.
It's a good haul. I can't believe Flo managed her way back into the show.
Her little pose. She's so silly.
Casey.
All right, Casey.
All right, I've already opened mine because I got too excited.
You've opened it.
Yeah. So we've got Cranston.
Yes, the other ostrich.
A white.
He looks like one of those like little Florida cranes. So they're everywhere.
Yeah. He's supposed to be a crane. That's why his name's Cranston.
Cranston.
No, then his name would have been Cranston.
It could very well be.
Mayo?
Come on, pussycat wig, Monet.
Look at that wig.
Her eyes look bigger than all the other ducks.
They look pretty
Velma Kelly.
Kind of.
It's giving Velma Kelly.
That is Velma.
That's my Shawn Mendes.
Pietro.
Did you see the video of him?
Oh, iconic
Pietro.
One of Casey's faves. Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Shep.
Also one of Casey's faves.
Love Shep. So sweet. I love his denim vest. Boone.
The baboon.
And then are all of the special cards, are they holographic?
Yes.
Was yours?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, here's mine.
Shrunk? Who shrunk?
Oh. Is that?
I don't know her.
You
know what? Why is she dressed up like a mice? Move it, shake it, dance and play it.
Move it,
dancer.
Shake it, yeah, pull it.
Mice.
With the like swirls.
Vamos.
Wait. Vamos. RJ, you're really telling me you don't know who that is?
Shrunk?
Yeah.
I think we looked him up before.
Dr. Shrunk is from City Folk.
Folk. He's a psychologist.
He was excluded from New Horizons. He's appeared in all games since Wild World. Mm. He gave the player ability to use emotions.
Oh. Because now we get the emotions from
now
our
Now we get the reactions.
Dr. Shrunk is a pink axolotl.
Axolotl.
Which is axolotl fish.
Yeah.
Axolot.
I think the Flop has done an axol whatever, and it's gotten some attention on the Twitter. But this guy is not cute.
Yeah.
I just love that he's literally wearing the movie
jacket. The comedian's jacket.
Yeah, it's my say. Shrunk will be appearing on stilts at the 11 o'clock.
Stilts with a helmet.
Stilts with a helmet at the 11, absolutely.
Can you hold him up one more time for me?
Would love to.
I just want to get...
Just really get in there.
That's not the energy I want around me.
No.
So this will be going around.
It's the curly mustache for me.
It's the smile for me.
It's the little...
Miranda hates smiles.
My curly Q on the top smile around me.
Don't you dare smile at
me.
Don't
you dare. Smize only. Diana.
Oh, you gotta.
You gotta.
I've had Diana Gruff.
Yes, I have.
That's a green boy. That's a green boy.
Goat? Yeah, that is like Kelly Green.
He's so green. Punchy? The cat?
Punchy. I have Punchy in Pocket Camp.
Oh, you do? Bon Bon the bunny?
Bon Bon the bunny.
I have Bon Bon in Pocket Camp.
Uh-oh.
Miss Tiffany.
Look at her hard at work, honey.
Look at her. And DJ KK for my...
Oh,
my
cute.
NPC.
That's a great one.
Yeah, he cute.
That means you can get his poster.
Oh, good ones. So yeah, keep checking your local Target. I think so. My app was correct when I looked at my location. It did say like one of them was in stock, and indeed it was. But then when I left, I checked again and it said it wasn't. So you should be able to check your app to see what's in store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, mine had all of them, or it had all of this, the markers for them, but they only had series 4.
Yeah.
There were several, but I only took one because
I'm not
a responsible consumer.
Okay, I took
two. Don't ask the Target employee because they're just going to pretend to go to the back and then they're going to come back and be like, yeah, we don't have any. Like,
yeah. And you're wasting their time.
Get on their phone. Yes, exactly.
You could be at a different Target right now. Checking.
You could do like me and go to 3 different Lowe's 3 times in a week to get your Mickey and Minnie snowman. And it wasn't on the
you
app.
Have 3. That's like shocking. You have so many Lowe's within. I guess I have 2 within a radius.
Yeah, girl.
You
yeah,
got
girl.
Both of them?
Big city. Yeah, I got Mickey. I've got Mickey at my second Lowe's, and then I found the Minis at my third Lowe's, which is a
I
little
didn't even
further
look for
than
the Christmas
went.
Because I was on a hunt for pumpkins. I almost got the pumpkin Mickey. And Jace goes, I wouldn't have hated it. And I go, yes, you would have.
He would have hated it.
It's a 10-foot tall pumpkin. You would have hated it.
Lindsay has it. She puts it out one day a year. She like doesn't put it out.
I wanted it for the bit. I wanted
for the
backyard. Jace to come home from Las Vegas at 10 p.m. tonight and see this thing in our front yard and be like, what in the hell is this? Like, that's truly what I wanted. And then I probably would have returned it.
Yeah,
after that.
And said, oh,
there was a hole
in it.
Oh, no.
And there's no more left in stock, so you're going to have to refund me.
Yeah.
Casey knows the tricks.
Listen to our new pod, Scams and Scams.
Scams and Gams.
Scams with Gams.
Scams with Gams, where I lotion my legs as I tell you about my latest scam.
Oh, my God.
Well, now that we've done our unboxings... I hope y'all enjoyed that was great.
I think the ASMR really
flared
but
I just loved it because I was like, I'm gonna surprise Miranda, and then I was like, oh, she put Target on the list, so I'm like, well, I'll just bring it up then.
I thought like it was gonna be like complaining about Target, like,
oh, me too.
Why can't I find any?
I keep the notes
vague.
Keeping them vague.
All right, let's sweep up some New Horizons so we can get done with it and talk about.
Yeah,
so
we've
I guess
officially...
I'll just keep going because I'm the only one who plays New Horizons, I guess.
I'm still playing.
To the listeners, when we write our notes for what our outline, we now have 2 sections. We have a New Horizons section and a Pocket Camp section.
I did notice that because this today was the first time I put notes in maybe like over a month. And I was like, oh, 2 sections. No. All right.
Yes, yeah, so we've
but categorized. I was playing on Friday, and I had 2 villagers that I was still needing to get their photos from. One was Apple, and the other one was Rudy, my jock. And on the same day, they both gave me their photos on the same day.
Wow.
And so now I get on, and I'm like, I have all 10 of your photos.
Mm.
I haven't had a campsite villager in like weeks. Nobody's asking to leave. So I get on, I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing? because I honestly don't have the emotional stamina to like redecorate for fall even.
Yeah.
Well, it's not your season.
It's not your season.
It's not my
season.
It's not your season.
Like I even put out like kind of Halloween stuff and I was like, this is not my vibe.
Miranda's a winter.
I have pumpkin lights on my mantle right now. I'm looking at them.
That's nice.
And I don't like them.
I have a haunted doll head in my house.
Yeah, that doll head is horrifying.
Is that the cracked
what if
head?
It slowly
cracked
just head. Rolled into the shot.
Like a bowling ball.
Like she's got it like in. On a stick and it just like
or
comes
what if,
on
it. What if it got stuck on Cupcake got it stuck on her head?
You're just walking around with a head.
Can you please just like for a moment place it on her head and see what happens? Like,
yeah, I think the opening is too small for her. Her skull to get in. Yeah.
Casey, we're not talking about your weekend last week. Okay. We're done talking about that.
Oh,
I specifically phrase that in a way to make it not vulgar.
He's referring to any holes that you were digging when you were playing Animal Crossing last weekend. That's what he meant.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Miranda. Maybe the idea that Casey and I were chatting about today might help make you feel inspired to play a little more New Horizons.
What idea? Huh? Shed some light, please.
Shed some light. Well, like I said on our group chat, I was perusing our co-op and I saw 7 weeks ago someone had suggested an idea.
I think that's my favorite part about this is RJ's like, I was catching up on the co-op and then when I saw he commented on something, it was like from 7 weeks ago. I was like, well, that is not catching up.
That's not catching up. That is going back
that is,
to...
Yeah. Starting from the beginning.
Back in time.
7 weeks ago is I took a sabbatical and went on a month eat pray love to find myself and now I'm back
catching up. Wow. But yeah, Kelly from the co-op suggested that we do some sort of like challenge where we say like, hey, let's do something, like let's say like a suggestion for a theme or a whatever, and then everyone in the co-op will do their best to decorate something and then share their dream addresses and then we discuss.
Wow.
And judge.
Oh, so ooh. You'd be like fall around Nook's Cranny and somebody would have to decorate around Nook's Cranny and then we'd all go.
Oh, yeah.
Like that?
Oh. Something like that. Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. That's how she described it.
No, it wasn't that at all. How dare you? Stick to the outline.
So yeah, and so I figured we'd talk about it today and figure out what kind of judging parameters we should set up for
what is that called? A rubric.
I said rubric in the text because I'm smart.
Because you work in academia.
She's higher ed, honey.
I'm higher ed. Okay,
I've got higher ed, baby.
I've got my plan the magic notepad here ready to take some notes.
Wow, where could I purchase one of those?
I think magicalmiranda.com.
I hear she has 2022 planners going on pre-sale within the next few weeks.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
What's the theme?
It's a secret I have not revealed.
Oh, you haven't?
I have not revealed the theme.
Not even for our listeners, it's an exclusive.
One could probably guess because it's always a year of insert magical reference here.
Insert name of one of the Disney Cruise Line ships.
Yes. So first year was Year of Magic. Second year was Year of Happiness, which is not a cruise line, but it was also 2020. So F me, right?
But that is the company motto. We create happiness.
Yeah, that's true. Good. 2021 is a year of wonder and 2022 will be a year of dreams. That's right.
Wow. A year of dream addresses.
Yes. Every page has a dream address.
And you have to visit it on that
Can you
day.
Imagine? Yes.
Yeah, so it's one of those like desk daily calendars, and you literally find like 365 dream addresses.
Love that.
That would be fun.
No, I wouldn't.
That would be so much fun every day. A new dream address.
So
a new theme.
So for the challenge, I think the things that we should be looking for is they should get points for just creativity.
Yes,
absolutely. Obviously. Whatever that means to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Cohesive theme.
I feel good. Like being a cohesive theming. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I thought of another one and I've already forgotten it.
Like creativity, cohesive theming, maybe like, I don't know. And creativity could also include like using something unusually, like in a way that it's
uniqueness.
Not uniqueness. Yeah.
Nerve, even.
Nerve.
Maybe some talent.
But yeah, so your creativity is could be thought of in that way. But yeah, the cohesive theme, though, you know, how it relates to the challenge itself. Like, how are you, you know, you didn't just throw some things on the beach and call it a day.
Call it a challenge.
Right.
Yeah. And are we thinking like, so what are these like, is a challenge, is it going to like, going to be for one specific area? Cause like, are there villagers going to come into play? Cause that was my other thing was like, if it was just like a full, you know, island review, then I would look into like their villagers, who they have, who they've collected, but that may not come into play in what we're thinking.
Maybe not for the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's start.
I like the idea of being like, here's the, do a blank inspired challenge.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be like essentially, it doesn't have to be somewhere specific. So like everybody can kind of pick like, do I want to do it in my house? Do I want to do it on my beach?
And they can
do
just tell us when they submit, and like, tell us where it is. This is where you'll find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Because, and also some people are listening to this and being like, well, I'm going to do it in my house because I can put more items, you know, some of those rugs.
I mean, rugs, walls.
Sure. Yeah. Listen though. If you've seen one good room, you've seen them all. So, you know, don't take the bait necessarily and just do your house just because you think it's going to be easy.
Yeah, because easy doesn't always, you know.
Are we announcing
the first challenge, or are we just announcing the concept today?
We are announcing the challenge.
What is the challenge?
Right? Is that right?
Yes. I don't know. Okay. We are announcing the...
I didn't read the text. I don't know.
We are announcing the Resident Services Design Challenge. What should be the theme for this challenge?
Oh, I thought that's what we were announcing. The theme. Yeah. The first theme. Yeah. The inaugural theme.
Well, let's bring some to the table and then see which we bite. I thought about what Miranda mentioned last week. Broadway is back. So a Broadway, anything Broadway themed could be an idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You could.
We could
get up on top of a, you know, little cliff and paint themselves green, and who knows, you know, all of it.
Limits
we could
endless.
Just do a, you know, welcome to fall challenge. So what that means to you? Does it mean Halloween? Does it just mean fall?
I mean, this week is the first week of official fall.
Yeah. Fall.
And Isabel, I think we should do fall. Was talking to me about acorns again.
Oh yeah, she's you mentioned that
acorns
too.
To me. So I was like, oh, I guess it's almost time.
I think a fall welcome. A fall. Do we mean fall as in autumn harvest? Let's give some keywords as CEOs of SEO.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say no to fall only because it's the beginning of fall.
Yeah, some people may not have items for fall yet.
Well, that's true. I didn't think about that. I just mean this season is going to go on for like literally until like after Thanksgiving. So I don't want to burn out too quickly on fall.
So you're not doing the challenge.
Suggest?
So Adam,
that's true. I'm not Adam, participating.
What do you suggest?
I vote for the Olympics.
Oh my god!
Shut up. The Olympics that ended a month ago.
And everyone has gotten all their Olympics items that Nintendo happily gave out. You know, the ones that we all got.
Adam's thinking in his head now. Were there actually Olympic items that they gave? Were there? No, he doesn't know. Look at him. I don't think he's spiraling.
I don't think there were.
I was saying it as a joke because that. The bit was that Miss Nintendo hasn't put out anything new.
I skipped what you were laying down for me.
All right, those are our, Casey, did you have a suggestion?
Hers was the fall one, and I jumped off.
Oh, so you both say fall. Okay.
Miranda, you say fall?
I said harvest.
Autumn.
Harvest.
I want to see hay bales. Here's mine. Mine is farm. I want to see a farm.
Farm to table.
A farmer's market, if you will.
You could. Wait, okay.
Farmer's market.
Should we do a farmer's market?
It's the end of farmer's market season. We went to the country's second biggest farmer's market altogether this summer.
Yes. Side note, my favorite Yankee Candle farmer's market.
Can you do a little ASMR for the microphone?
We're not doing a bit for Yankee Candle like we did for Plan the Magic. I'll just say that right now.
Has discontinued.
Farmer's Market.
My favorite scent of all time has been discontinued.
So how many like 32 ounce glass bottles did you buy of Farmer's Market?
So far I only have two. How many are currently in my Amazon cart, you ask? 17.
Oh my God.
17 in my Amazon cart. And Jace goes, I'm not about to spend $600 on candles. But I said, Jace,
we will always have these candles.
You need at least two or three per year.
Yeah.
But so anyway.
We bought a candle at the Renegade.
The Renegade Craft Fair today in Chicago.
I was at the Renegade Craft Fair.
It's called the name. The name of the candle, you ask. Yes, it is a Woodwick. Yeah. The name of the candle, you ask? Because I heard you ask that.
Oh, yes. I heard that as well.
Crunchy leaf. Leaves.
Plural. Leaves.
Not one. Plural.
Not just one crunchy leaf.
Crunchy multiple leaves. Crunchy leaves.
Wow.
And it smells like...
I leave my home for crunchy leaf.
Crunchy leaf. That's also a theme we could go with. Crunchy leaf. And I mean the sloth.
I think we should do farmers market.
Farmer's
market.
So, okay. The resident services design challenge. Do your best, Paige. Whatever her name is from
Paige Davis.
Yeah, Paige Davis.
I don't have a good Paige Davis.
Channel your inner, oh my God, what is the name of the other? I don't know any of the
Chip and Joanna.
No.
From Trading Spaces?
Yes.
Heidi? Heidi.
The one who stapled flowers on the bathroom
wall.
Yes,
Heidi. Oh my God, what is her name? It doesn't matter.
I mean, it does not matter.
But anyway, channel your own design star and join the Resident Services Design Challenge, where this week...
It's Hildy.
Hildy Santo Tomas.
Let's do the next 2 weeks.
Yes, let's do 2 weeks. So 2 weeks from today, we will be reading and announcing the finalists
review them and
you need a date to give them for when they need to have it done.
Yes, absolutely. So tune into the Instagram when this episode drops. Instagram, or Twitter, and the Facebook co-op. Absolutely, we'll be announcing on all
the
social
Discord server.
All of our media channels to see how you can enter the Resident Services Design Challenge, where September's theme is Farmer's Market. But yes,
and you'll win a shrunk Amiibo card.
A shrunk Amiibo card and a Resident Services tee.
Keychains.
So if you, we're just doing an area. Don't feel like you have to make your entire... island of farmers market. You could, if you want to go ahead, but there it won't. But we won't judge anyone based on like real estate of theme.
I mean,
it can just be one.
You know.
Yeah, I would say one. It should be at least the majority of one like full block size on your map.
Okay,
What's a block size?
Yeah, you know, like how the map is gridded out.
Yeah.
Into like
one
squares.
Block is very tiny.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Huh? Oh, you mean
that's
like
16
sections.
By 16.
Well, say 16 by 16, buddy.
It's 16 by 16.
It's 16 by 16. And you can take the farmer's market however you'd like. If you want to do a beachside farmer's market, if you want to build it next to your existing shops, if you want to, you know, turn your home into a co-op.
You can go with you don't really live in an agricultural area, so you you have less of a farmer's market, more of a craft fair. Yes, I like that craft idea fair. As well.
Yeah. A vintage and made fair, if you will. Yeah.
You've got some people. You always have that like one guy who's doing like Native American flute playing off
yes,
the side.
If you want to have, food trucks and live music.
Yes, a food truck.
Yeah, it's too bad we're not doing this on Pocket Camp where you can have food trucks.
Exactly. So, yes. So we'll be announcing. So, yes, if you want to join the Resident Services Design Challenge, make sure you tune in when this episode drops on Facebook Co-op,
Twitter
Co-op, Instagram, and we'll tell you all the deets that you need. All the needs.
The deets needs.
All right.
Is that and it for New Horizon?
That's it for New Horizon. So
great. I'm out of wine. Be right back. Okay. Carry on.
Wow. Let's talk about Paqueta Camp.
Let's talk about how much we don't like Miranda. So first of all, I just want to say thank you to Robin. She heard my pleas and she got me some cotton, which great. It's great because since we were already friends on Pocket Camp, she just put them up in her like market box.
That's smart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her market box. And I picked up the cotton and I've been able to make everything. And now, okay, so
how
now
much did you get?
Oh, she gave me like 250 cottons.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
I currently have 30. I exactly. have 30 pieces of cotton.
I think I have 7.
And you know what? When I keep favoriting furniture, you know what they all need?
Cotton.
Yeah.
Too many people want upholstered chairs. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
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 Get
and it's
here.
Like there's no way I'm not wasting my cotton on any of the clothing. Like you're not taking that cotton from me.
No.
How is it that this clothing takes 15 or 30 cotton and also a chair takes 30 cotton? That doesn't add up to me.
Yeah.
But RJ, maybe I can spread the wealth. I'm feeling a little generous, so maybe let's make it work something out. But I have noticed as I've gotten
she's gonna overcharge like, you for it. I want you to know that.
Yeah,
already.
She's gonna up the price.
Yeah, you're gonna have to actually Venmo me real dollars
for 100 pieces of cotton.
So, but what I've also noticed is as I'm trying to invite more villagers to my island or campsite or whatever, I think I'm at 98 now, and the villagers are getting harder to please as I've gotten in these higher ranks. They're wanting stuff that takes 300 steel or whatever it is, the metal, the steel. Three, like an item that needs 300. And it's not even just one item. It's like all four of the items they need, three of them take 300 and one of them takes like 120. It's like, this seems like you're asking too much. Like, do I even want you out on my campsite?
What level are you at?
77, I think.
I'm like 67.
I'm 48, I think.
But I'm getting now to like the friendship ranks where they want you to make items too. And I don't remember who it was. I think it was Goldie. I'm not sure. But someone asked for like a patchwork teddy bear. And it's got like 100 pieces of
cotton. I just got the patchwork teddy bear question.
Yeah.
I'm building it now.
And I'm like, I was like, girl, I don't have this much cotton.
And honestly, I'll never have this much cotton.
And I'll never have this much cotton. For a teddy bear?
Yeah. For a teddy bear. Can't you just go to Build a Flop?
Go to Build a Flop. I'm at 76. I'm sorry. I lied.
Well, Casey thought that an update today was stupid.
And we disagree.
And we disagree.
Oh.
Wait, what update did I think was stupid?
It was not an update.
It was not an update.
It was an event.
So today on Pocket Camp, you had the option to gift a fallen leaf letter to one of your villagers. Or your
visitors, campsite visitors. They have.
I
to
chose
be on
Rosie. We chose from the wall. So I chose Rosie
And I chose Kid.
And then Adam chose Kid right here, and we had a lovely time taking pictures by the autumn leaves.
The autumn leaves, the autumn trees.
Well, so the thing is, you can give them. Basically, they want you to give them a letter, inviting them to go look at the leaves with you.
Uh-huh.
Is Miranda a mirage to you guys?
Yeah, yes. Miranda's broken.
That's so funny.
She's still there.
I'm taking it.
Broken.
Yeah. Oh, you're back. She just fixed. Okay. Well, yeah. So you can give them a little letter that invites them to go look at the falling leaves with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did it. And it was just like, I chose Maple. I figured it was a very Maple fantasy. I mean, her name's Maple.
Yes, it is very Maple.
Yeah, that's cute.
But it was funny because I was just talking to my other campsite visitors, and like the first thing they ask you is like, do you want to invite them? Or like, do you want to give them a letter? And I'm like, no, I don't want to give Ketchup the letter.
She'll never leave.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's, you just go, like, it's just like so like unceremonious to me.
It was very cute when I did it. Adam, what did kids say about the letter?
I took a screen cap. Hold on.
He was so funny. And I was like, oh my God.
You got to do it with a smug. Anything you do, you got to do it with a smug. Kid said to me when I gave him the letter, he said, hold up. You wrote it on a leaf. I personally use medium weight cardstock, but I actually love this.
Oh my gosh.
Queer icon, Kid.
But wow. It was so cute. And there's so many like reissue furniture right now.
Yeah.
But I have like no reissue. What are they? Balls?
Yeah. The reissue
orbs or whatever.
Orbs, whatever it is.
And I can't figure out how to get them.
I've gotten a couple and it was from, where did I get them from? I feel like I got them from just different goals.
Mm. Like, do you ever go to fill a Gulliver box and it says, you know how it says the suggested cargo that you should fill the crate with or whatever? Do you ever get the ones that say it suggests communicator parts?
Yes, I have one of those and I don't know what those are.
Communicator parts? I Googled it today because I was like, where do I get these?
Because it's like 400 to fill a box that needs a communicator.
Yeah. Communicator parts were for a Gulliver event, the washed up event. Which happened in November of 2020.
Oh my God.
When you could get them.
And they haven't done it again?
I don't think so.
But they're asking for it.
Yeah. They're asking for it.
They're asking for it. Let me tell you.
I just got Stitch's picture.
If these stupid leaf balls come back up and they're like, use these to get whatever, I'll be so mad. I'll be like,
well, now I can't get any more leaf clusters because CJ's thing ended.
Well, there's going to be one more.
There's going to be one more thing. If you still have I still have
a fruits scavenger hunt will be
okay
leaf balls.
Yeah, because I still there's 8 days left of the autumn leaf peeping picnic. What's that? I don't know. But they're like, if you still have like the goals to like make get the leaf lumps or whatever, then you still have the chance to see, like on mine, one of the goals, once I do it, I'll get one of those reissue credit things. So
you gotta.
So yeah, so there'll be another one to get it. And okay, so I will just say also, Olive just got her new
fortune cookie, like mushrooms.
Olive's toadstool cookie. It's so cute. Everything in there is just so cute.
I got, you know how you sometimes at the fortune cookie cart, they'll have like
special
for sale on sale. Wait, I have to show you. Who's the one who has the donut shop? Is that
Ellie?
Ellie.
I got Ellie's center donut shop, like her middle cake, her donut stand.
Cute.
I have to show you. It's so cute.
Oh, it's like a cake stand.
Yeah, I'm going to open it in my AR so you, RJ, can see it in the room.
Ooh.
Oh, like in our living room?
Oh. Nope, I guess that didn't work.
I used my reissue credits to build something from the summer festival.
Insane.
I built the chocolate banana stall.
You all do. You all do, in fact.
RJ, this seemed very on brand for you. It's the chocolate banana stall. So the chocolate dip bananas.
Oh.
We have a couple different ones, like a snow cone one and a cotton candy. Oh, cute. Yeah.
Isn't that cute, Miranda?
Oh, that is really cute.
You love donuts, don't you? Maybe?
I love donuts.
If I were to spend real money, I would buy all of Rex's food truck.
Yeah.
cookies.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I don't even know that. But yeah.
Well, thanks for playing, Miranda.
You're
thanks,
welcome. Miranda. I just didn't know.
Oh, sure.
Hello.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, sure. Love that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Trex?
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
Okay, so Orf. Oh, my God.
All right. Well,
really into vinyl right now.
I'm so into vinyl right now.
All right.
Well, when we come back. Go ahead.
It's time for the town hall. That's what it means. It's time for the town hall.
It's town for the time hall is what I said.
You're reacting so. Oh my God, I'm so funny.
Aren't I quirky? So,
look how quirky I am. My personality is just too big for this podcast.
This is when your town hall. Wait, this is when
this
your
is
resident,
when
your
town hall resident representative.
Resident representatives get 1 minute to address their own voters and proclamation. Who's got a hot one? I've got a hot one.
RJ, your time starts now.
Attention, villagers. And by villagers, I mean attention, villagers. I just want you to be very happy whether you're in Iloilo or whether you're in visiting one of my campsites in Pocket Camp or in the cabin, because you guys have it made. Everything is working correctly where you live. Everything is working just the way it is. Unlike me, I am a villager living in an island called my apartment building. And the third elevator is not working. And to this day, after a week, the third elevator, the only elevator that has laundry access. So I had to walk up flights of stairs to do my laundry. And then when I was walking down, Friedrich was howling at the door because he was like, where did he go? He disappeared. So I hope that you are very.
And that's 1 minute. I don't think I understand.
My elevator's been broken for like a week.
And I'm
going to reject this town hall on behalf of
the elevator doesn't work. It had to walk.
From the 17th floor to the 21st floor.
If you want to talk about the elevator.
Four.
The what?
How many floors? Why didn't you go
to 21?
Why didn't you use the elevator just to go up to like the 20th floor and then take? And then take
or
the
go up to 22 and then go down one.
Hard to feel bad in this moment.
Yeah,
it's not a very empathetic episode, I can tell.
So our elevator at work, our admin offices are 5 stories above where my office is. And the elevator had been down for 2 months while they figured it out. And I don't go up there very often, obviously. But the one time I did, I was late for a meeting. And so I ran up those 5 stories and I was huffing and puffing. The moment I got up there, we got our company-wide message that the elevator after the 2 months is finally fixed and everybody may use it. So... I feel this on a
they're like,
a
did
level.
Miranda get up the stairs? Yeah. Okay. Send the email.
I just saw her run up there.
We went to the gym. What was this? Like 3 weeks ago?
Sure.
We went to the gym 3 weeks ago and we went to the big one in the sister building and then we walked back to our building and then I walked up 17 flights of stairs.
For the bit.
For the fit. Yeah.
For the calves and the glutes.
Yeah. For this big fat juicy glute.
Yeah.
What are your
thigh muscles? These ones?
Quads.
Your quads. For the quads.
Quads.
Hammies.
Delts.
Delta,
everyone else has
Delta Gan
Higher Ed back again higher to ed. Higher Ed
Miranda.
What?
This is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention villagers, Able sisters, how are ya? Don't know. I haven't been in your store in literal months. Have you had anything new? I'm gonna guess not, which is why I have not even walked in there at any point unless I'm trying to find a villager, which if you were listening earlier, I don't need to because they're all very well friendship leveled. So hope everything's well. Hope everybody's doing okay and the business isn't going under anytime soon. But yeah, I just wanted to say like hi. So that's all.
And that's 1 minute.
45
that's,
seconds.
Yeah, that's great. 45 seconds.
That's so funny.
Great.
Great.
Sometimes I think about Sable and I miss her.
I miss her.
I feel bad. Nah, actually, I don't.
Sable's the one in the back, right?
Sable's in the back.
Yeah.
I just slaving away at the sewing machine.
She's working so hard. Sable. Make me something new. You know?
Well, yeah. The preset patterns are mostly bad.
Oh, yeah.
The ones you unlock by talking to her, they're not
for sure.
Yeah. No, not great.
The textile industry.
Fast fashion.
Fast fashion.
Mm. Yeah.
Shein.
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 Can I just say that anytime you look up like customer photos of people in their Shein outfits, no one ever looks good in them. So I'm like, these aren't helping me decide to buy this because everyone looks awful.
I think we've had this conversation in the outfits. And I've always wanted to
tweet that or something because I'm like, I am glad that they are customers are taking photos and posting them, but it's like, it's not selling me on the garment though, because it looks bad.
But it's helping deter you from purchasing. That's true. It is being helpful.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true.
And that's true. Adam, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Dear Mario,
ew.
I've baked a cake for you. You should come and see me sometime. Princess Peach.
It's so stupid.
What?
That is the beginning of Nintendo's Mario 64.
Okay.
Mm. What's that have to do with your town hall?
Why?
Just a reference.
Oh, well, thank
you. Villagers, learn the reference.
attention readers. No, wait, I'll do a new one. A new one. I got one.
This is your town hall and your time starts now.
Take two.
Dear villagers that live in Harmonia. I hope you're well.
Oh no.
It's been a while. I think about you. Period. Not frequently, but I do think about you. And I hope everyone is okay. Maybe if you were better people, I would want to play.
Oh,
all right. That's enough.
That's
what have they done to you?
Cupy cake.
Anytime I get on, they're like, well, you haven't talked to me.
Well, you haven't,
but you haven't,
but you haven't.
They don't talk to me first. I have to go up to them.
Adam,
this is a two-way street, as you said last week.
Once you get on, is it like cockroach and bedhead time?
Well,
it will be.
It will be. He hasn't gotten on yet.
I will for the challenge.
He will for the design challenge.
Oh,
I'll show up in my bedhead.
You're participating?
Yes.
Amazing.
Oh, no, it's a dream address.
Yeah.
No, but you'll still be walking around in a bedhead.
Save your dream address in your bedhead.
Or save your house right now in cockroaches, too. So immediately when you start the game.
Can you do that?
Well, when you go into your house and see the cockroaches, do you have to step on them to get rid of them? Or if you leave them alone, they'll stay?
If you don't step on them, you just like walk over them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you start your game, bedhead, and then immediately go back inside and go to a bed and then save your Gmages.
No.
all right, Casey, this is your town hall.
Lolly and Casey.
And your time starts now.
Together.
Cupcake. Attention, villagers. Hi, it's me. And you know who's been back on Pizza Rizzo today after a little vacation? I needed some time away from the island. But I think that there should be a... Cupcake didn't want to do that. I think that there should be a amount of weeds that you get every single day and you don't exceed that. So like I should only be able to get like 5 weeds a day. And then the next day I get 5, because today, whenever I pulled up 120 weeds, that just seems rude. Like
how did I get 120 weeds and I haven't played for maybe like 9 days? Does that make sense? So I don't know how much time I have left, but I think you should limit me as how many weeds I can get. It shouldn't be 120. I shouldn't have over 99 in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Listen, sometimes life happens and I don't get to my weeds.
And that's 1 minute.
That's a lot of weeds.
I think there is a number. Or is it like a percentage of like if you have weedable ground, it's mm-hmm. like this much.
So I got too much weedable, ground.
Weedable is just like, yeah, grass.
That's my drag name, Weedable Ground.
Coming to the stage, Weedable Ground.
Weedable Ground. There are portions of my island where I just let the weed grow.
Yeah.
And I Sorry. I just
let, RJ's drinking this hemp drink right now.
Yeah, I had a hemp drink. It's fine. I did have a CBD sparkling drink at Renegade today, and I felt that a little bit more.
There was a CBD coffee at the Renegade last week. Mm. I didn't have it.
Thank you for joining our craft fair podcast. Yeah, the weeds, I don't remember, but do the weeds change in the fall?
Remember, they start to look like poop or whatever. They start to look darker.
Yeah, the grass gets yellow.
Yeah.
Yes. You're right. I think we are ready for winter. Just cover it all. I don't care.
Yeah, but you remember the end of winter when you were like, I'm so sick of fake snow in a video game.
Yeah, remember when I was like, I never want to see snow again because of the winter storm.
Yeah. That's
trauma.
That's right. Oh yeah.
So Casey,
to come to Iowa. Yeah, for New Year's Eve.
I was about to say. I think you'll have
Miranda's
a great time
house.
In
will have insulation. So that's
true. That's true. Yes, our roads will be treated here.
Yeah. So. Her plumbing is made in a way that they know how to deal with low temps. Low temps, mm-hmm. honey. That's
true.
Low temps, honey.
That's my other drag.
Low temps.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because since my new thing is I spend every holiday with Miranda. We did 4th of July. Mm-hmm. I'll be there. Halloween.
Great.
Knocking at the door. Hello.
My sister has a Halloween party on the 30th.
Wow. So. Can't wait. What are you dressing up as, Miranda?
I don't know yet.
I figured out my Halloween costume. I'm going to be the jigsaw puppet.
Who?
Oh,
wait. I want a shout out before we go. Speaking of costumes,
Casey
I want to shout
one,
out.
Has she?
She just did.
She just did it, Miranda.
Miranda.
Oh, get her off the pod.
Oh, get her off the pod.
Get her out of here.
No, don't.
Wait. No. That's sad for me.
I want to shout out listener and co-op member Allie.
Yeah,
who did an incredible Blathers cosplay TikTok moment. We love to see it. And go give it some views so she can go viral.
Viral.
Yes.
Viral on the TikTok.
TikTok.
It's me, Cher. I'm on TikTok.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Residence Pod. And you can also join our Resident Services co-op, where we share dream addresses, tips and tricks, trade items or villagers, and so much more. That's at facebook.com/groups/Resident Services co-op. And don't worry, if you don't have Facebook, you can keep up with our conversations on the Ampliverse Discord. You can find the link of our Resident Services channel on the show notes. If you'd like to ask Resident Services a question or leave us your very own town hall, you can visit theampliverse.com and click on the Resident Services logo. There, you can leave a question on our comment box or leave a voice message and we'll play it on a future episode. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review so we can get our lilies of the valley. All right, listeners, if you have not left us a review, please do so on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating, a review. And if you do, you can screenshot that to us and you can send it to us on any of the platforms and we'll send you your very own resident services sticker. Don't forget the resident services design challenge. We'll be announcing more deets on the social media, so make sure you stay tuned. As always, Miranda, Casey, Adam, thank you for joining me today on this episode.
Thank you for making me record during the Emmys.
Yes.
Let's go.
And we'll see you next week. This is Resident Services signing off.
Blah, 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 blah.
Let's go. Our new theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram at Closed on Sunday with 2 Y's at the end.
Discovering Voices.